Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Walk of Wisdom Webinars, Visionary Hypnotherapy, NLP, Past Regression Specialist, Timeline Coach. I also have something I call, it's the Four I's, Inspirational, Intuition, Innovation, Innocence of Life. It's the innocence of life that will expand us. And when we understand the innocent, we stop blaming others for our lives. But tonight I want to talk about the Dreamer's Declarations. And you know, the thing is about a declaration, it's something within us you feel. But what really opened me up is I'm, you know, even through coaching, speaking, you're still looking for other people to do things. So the dream is my responsibility to experience. And it's about stepping up to the plate, doing what's right, taking care of everything, and really opening up the new wherewithal of who we are. Because as we open up to see life, and feel life, we start feeling the far-sighted freedom within ourselves. And what I call is we launder the larceny of ourselves, the larcenous within ourselves. And that is where life really becomes an innovation, an inspiration to experience. But everything in our lives is about us. Doing things. And what we forget to do is experience it. We want to live it, but never experience it. And that's what life comes down to, is experiencing it. So how do we get stuck in the muck and stay in the mundane of yesterday because we're afraid to experience the... Tony Robbins calls them breakthroughs. I say it's having the guts to release a limiting belief, and then you bust through. But it's the same thing, and Tony is way more experienced than I am. But however, everything I say in mind is a guide to expand people. Never ever to be an absolute. Because absolutes pollute the internal, the inside. And you can't have an absolute and dream at the same time. Because dreams are a freedom of your conscious thinking. And that's what a dream is of your memories and everything within yourself. And you get to release the each of it all. You really get to open up to understand the grandeur of yesterday and today. See, we've never been here to live and relive the moments that we all went through. So we've been set here to expand the grandeur and release the history of the world that we're stuck in. And we can't keep doing what we've done expecting different results. Thinking you've actually went forward in life. If you look at today, we're still looking to make money and do things the same way. Cheap labor is nothing more than yesterday's way of life. And it's really because we're trying to do everything the same way, and we're not willing to see people expand of who they are within their skin. Because we become stuck in the thinking of life instead of the inspirational saturation of life, and we don't really see or feel what we think we should. We're afraid to feel the dream because if you can think it and it doesn't work, you can do anything with it. But when you start feeling that the realness of the dream, because the only thing real in life is what you choose to experience. Everything else can be done, let go, released, or whatever you choose to do with it. But it's really about you feeling the capiche of who you are. It's that savvy tenacity of a sensation of that of accomplished action within your skin is where life really begins. But it's not about sitting around waiting for other people. And I know somebody that's done that a lot, and I'm the guilty party there, because it's easier to look to others than live in the moment of this day. And as I go through this and I really expand and really open up to the genteelness of myself, I open up to the grandeur of my revered regal within myself. As I open up and understand that I can sit around and talk and forgive and do this, but what was in that experience that I was afraid to expand up? And that is where life really begins, is in the expand of something. So if you're expanding of something, what is the zinging sensation that enters within yourself? You really become the openness of life rather than the closed. I got to fit in society and I got to do this and I got to do that. You don't got to do anything but live, experience, be accountable and responsible for what you choose to experience. And that's what life is about, the desire to experience. That is something that really opens you up. What do I desire to experience? And that is kind of what life is. But, you know, the desire comes from within the self. And it's really having the guts to admit that it does and really expand of the inner self and really open the life of things for us to strive and alive and be the entertaining self. So where do we become stuck in the muck of trying to fit into society and live the life society thinks we should live rather than experience the life we desire? Where do you guys feel that in your life? Because we become so stuck in the muck of whatever we're trying to duck that it is, we're so afraid to step forth into this world and really open up and see a better way to experience life. Because I now see life free and easy. And I really got to open up to feel the grandeur of myself and live the and stop living the expectations, but feeling the guts to experience the outcome. That is where goals and stuff is, feeling the guts to experience the outcome. Because when you start expanding through life and you start energizing life, you're going to discover everything and everybody that's around you today are pretty much going to be on the second tier of friendship rather than the first tier of your sphere of yourself. Because we become locked and blocked, and oh, what will people think? Then we become scared of everything. And that is where we really, really have a different. We got to be defiantly different with ourselves and with our habits and things like that. We really have to open up and be of the grandeur of our genius. But you can never be stuck if you're free to float and go. So that is where life has really become. That's when life becomes a dance of enhancement. But it's really the dance of elegance within ourselves. The elegance within ourselves is the prowess we put forth. It's feeling the love of your wisdom, to walk my wisdom into the world. If we can walk of wisdom, but to walk my wisdom into the world shows me I really unlock the blocks and become bold in who I am. And I let go of trying to fit in, because nobody really fits in. We just lower ourselves down to whatever it is around us. I know I've done that a bunch. But it's really about the unleashing and the unlocking of life is where it's at. And it's really about the grandeur of life. And really, it's about not being caught up in what other people think is right. Because nobody understands what's right or wrong. Because what's wrong today may open something up in the future. And what's right today may be the biggest downfall 6 months from today. You never know. It's just experience it and go forward. You can't say the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and well, I thought that or I think that. That crap all stinks. It's the finger, the snake, and the thunk of the dunk and being pumped by yourself. And that's what life is, where life becomes miscongrued. And we actually are the ones that put ourselves in the bind because we never listen. And I'm the biggest, I'm guilty there. I really am. Because I should be listening to the seer of my life, and that's me. I am the seer, and I am the savvy seer. But life thrives in aliveness, or dies in crying and trying. Life dies in trying, thrives in alive, ascending stuff. And that is something we really, really desire to experience. But we can get so stuck in everything that's wrong, we forget to be the sage of yesterday. But we're the sage of today and forevermore. We soar of savvy lure. So as we move forward through this life, we get to play the game. Play the game of I won in the sun, because I feel the light of me expand through the day of who I am. But as you open the listening lure, the universe is communicating savvy energy through your, I call the divine spine connection, but it enters through you. And it's the ones that really give you a spine-tingling sensation when they enter. Them are true wisdom for you to expand, or me. But anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And my website's My Cowboy Wisdom. My website's MyCowboyWisdom.com. My email's Robert@MyCowboyWisdom. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. I have a seminar called Walk of Wisdom, but it's really, I've really expanded that into Walk of Wisdom, to walk my wisdom through my daily life, to expand through life. And as you unhook and hear the sagacious of expand through life, it really unhooks the attachment to everything life has you encountering without you even having a clue that it is, because most of our blocks come from our childhood, womb, and past lives. Even though we may not understand that, but I went through past regression, and it happened. And I am going to say goodnight, and we'll be here Thursday night with Dr. Joanne White. We're going to talk about business Anyway, everybody, good night, and we'll see you then. And good night.